This week's Parsha, Balosva, is a very complex Parsha. This week's Parsha, Balosva, has a very strange thing in the middle. The two nuns, the upside down nuns, a bracket. Chazal tell us a different chumashim before the nuns and after the nuns. What does that mean? What do we have? Just look at what's happened to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has had a year of Esam Makas. Kadosh Baruch Hu has educated them how the world runs. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. Then, the night of Makas Bukharos, of Arti Ber Tisrayim, Ani Lo Malach, Ani Hu Lo Ach. Unbelievable Gilishnina. 7 days, they're going through with the Amud Onan, and Amud Eish. They come to Yamsuf, and they see unbelievable Gilishnina, Nisim. They walk out with all the money in the world. 6 weeks later, they have Maimon Har Sinai. 40 days later, they come crashing down. Egel Azov. And then finally, Moshe goes up finally and he brings down the Torah again and immediately begin building the Mishkan. And the Mishkan is built. The Chanukah HaMishkan, the Hashras HaShchina. And now they're moving on to Eretz Yisrael. Everything's going. All their dreams, everything about going with Moshe Rabbeinu into Eretz Yisrael. And then all of a sudden, things begin to spin out of control. What happens? We have how they travel. They have the Chatzotzos, Alpi Hashem Yachnu, Alpi Hashem Yisov. And there's the Onon, there's the Eish, everything. A very dramatic, they're living, but there's a problem. When you're living in overwhelming circumstances, you get used to it. You don't notice that everything, that you're living in such a elevated situation, you don't react to it. You take it for granted. You're not overwhelmed by it anymore. It's natural life. It's not natural life to be traveling through a midbar. Any of you who may have gone through midbar on the way to Egypt, on the way out of the country, know it's a big midbar there. There's nothing there. Hundreds of miles, there's nothing there. If it would be nothing, it would be half the story. Nochash Akrav, there are all sorts of wild animals running around there, wild serpents biting people, killing people. Simon Asheri Mayim. And you're going through, and every day your breakfast is dropped on the front door with one. Then there's a little stream of water passing through your front door when you pick up the water you need. Beautiful. Everything's fine. Get used to it. You make a bracha. What bracha do they make on the morning? Yerushalmi says, Motzi Lechem and Ashamayim. Okay? Isn't it nice to have your breakfast dropped and an unbelievable food? Wonderful. You get used to it. You don't pay attention to it. You don't chop what's really happening. And they're moving. And then all of a sudden, and where are they moving? Move to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to set up life in Eretz Yisrael as a whole different nation. And had Moshe Rabbeinu been able to lead them into Eretz Yisrael at that time, Chazal tell us, the Mashiach would have come right away. But Chal Yisrael have an incredible ability to blow every opportunity they have. Because they don't appreciate what they have. So what happens? Vayhi bashana hashenis, bachodesh hasheni, esrim lachodesh, it's Iyar, second year, they begin moving. Vayomer Moshe, V'chovu ben Reuel ha-Minyoni, Chosei Moshe. His family, his wife's family, Nosim anachtu la-mokom, Shoma Hashem osonu etenos. Run away. We're moving. Come along with us. Now I'm going to give you the most fertile part of Eretz Yisrael, I promise you. Why? Why do you have to promise them? Just stop and look what's happening. Stop and look what you're a part of. Ever stop and look what you're a part of? But we're going to go back to Midian. Who needs this? No. And everything's moving. Vayihi b'mitzvah Aharon, and then Vayom k'mitzvah Aharon Rabbos Nasha. And everything begins unraveling. And then next, the following week, we read Shlach, and everything collapses. But the collapse begins in a very gradual way. Why? Why does it begin in a gradual way? So it says, Vayom k'mitzvah Rab b'osei Hashem, Vayishma Hashem, Vayichara po, Vativa bo v'eis Hashem, Vatocha b'tzei hamacha. Erev Rav. Now, the Erev Rav were always a headache. Why the Erev Rav a headache? The chaser over and over. Klal Yisrael, in order to be zocher, to leave Mitzrayim, they had to go through 83 years of education, of being avodim. Then there's education of the Asamakas, and there's a process of growth and purification. But there's some people who want to jump on the bandwagon and want the plus without having to go through all the nesionos that it takes. And as long as it's plus, they're fine. And they want more and more. Mesonin and Rav, says Rashi. Mevakshim alilo lifrosh ma'achrei hamokom. Ta'ana shehi roh be'oznach, miskavlin shavo bo'oznov, v'yicharap. We're going too fast, we're going too slow. Some people always have a taina. Kadosh Baruch Hu is moving them very, very quickly to get into Eretz Yisrael and to set themselves up as soon as possible. This is the goal. Let's get there as soon as possible. But some people don't appreciate everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does. They don't appreciate anything anyone does. Okay, and all of a sudden, Eishma Shemayim comes down. Now, there are two ways of reacting to that. There are some people always complaining, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing it wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing it wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing it wrong. Without appreciating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for them. And all of a sudden, Eishma Shemayim comes down, bang, kills them. So there are two ways people can react to that. They can react to that, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite wisdom, infinite everything, but they go, you stop HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, yes, that's some confidence, sure. I'm taking you like, I'm unbelievable. You get used to it. You don't appreciate it. You don't appreciate everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Well, you tell them Moshe, and they scream to Moshe, what's happening here? Moshe says, okay, stop. Asafsuf asher bekirbo his avu ta'avoh. The paper, okay, that's the Erev Rav again. What does it mean? It doesn't say Hoyolahem Taivo. Hisavu, they desired Taivo. That means the mon tasted like everything. And all of a sudden, now, the mon not only tasted like everything, it had the qualities of it. If I wanted a steak, and I bit into the mon, it tasted like a steak. If I wanted pizza, and it tasted like pizza, it functioned like pizza, it had all the qualities of pizza. Whatever you wanted. Steak, you wanted sushi, it tastes like sushi. Whatever you want. But we want real meat. We don't want this sort of meat. We want the real thing. We want the real thing. And a taiva to have taiva. And what are we getting? We're getting one. Okay, and it tells what the mon was. Yishmael Moshe on Boch and Mishpachosov. Now all of a sudden, okay. And okay. So Kodesh does the next. Now, an unbelievable thing happens. Says Rashi. And have Shivamish. Well, he had Shivamish before. What happened to the Shivamish? They all died. Why? Here, Chazal tells us an unbelievable story. And it's a very important story, not just a story about them, it's a story about your life and my life and all of our lives. That's the reason of these stories, that's for you to understand these stories. Kadosh Baruch Hu does everything for us, everything. I want to ask a question I asked yesterday, Shah Shudas. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us unbelievable, gave him Maimon Har Sinai. And he asks us every year, so we shouldn't forget, we should appreciate recreating your mind Kabbalah Satorah. I'm not asking for a show of hands. At the end of every Yontif, a person's supposed to say, what did I get out of Yontif? Did I work with the Yontif to inspire myself to a higher Madrega of a Buddhist Kodesh Baruch? Did I stop over the Yontif and think what Kabbalah Satorah means? What it means that 3,500 years ago, my grandfather was Makabal the Torah in Har Sinai. Did it? What does it mean? What am I supposed to get from it? How's it supposed to inspire me to go further? Now, there's a famous question. Why? Someone once asked me a question. Why, when we did have a Ma'ariv, Yom Kippur, after we've had Kabbalah Satorah, say, Vuhurach Mechaperov? I answer, because really, people think that after Nila, everything's closed. No, no, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see the Marv Yudavin Motzi Yom Kippur. Is it a different Marv than Yudavin before Yom Kippur? Or Yom Kippur didn't change you at all. We're just busy thinking, let's get through this till I get a meal. Yom Kippur is supposed to impact you. She was supposed to impact you. It's supposed to change you. Supposed to think of what it's about. Rather than just take and take, oh, that's good, we had a geshmak, a meal, it's a this, it's a that. No. It's supposed to make a difference in your life. It's supposed to think about these things. So here, do they think what it means that they have them on the way it is? We want real meat. We don't want something that is just like a steak. We want a steak. Big deal. And they make a whole demonstration against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want steak. And then the Shivamish. So we have a story at the end of Mishpatim. Very strange story. Ve'atzile v'yiv v'yal Moshe v'Aaron v'aviv v'shivim v'ziknei Yisrael. There were shivim v'ziknei Yisrael. V'yiru esel kei Yisrael v'sachas ragov k'mas elidnas. They saw an unbelievable mara nevuah of the highest level. Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing them everything. V'atzile b'nei Yisrael o'shach v'yechzu esel kim v'yochu v'yishtu. What's happening here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lifting them up to an unbelievable level. And they're sitting and drinking. They have their hamburger, they have their Coke, they have whatever they have. It just goes right by. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish them then not to undermine the Simcha of Kabbalah Satorah. Here he does. Why here he does? The reason he did it here is a very, very simple reason. Because those leaders of Klal Yisrael, they were lifted to the highest madrega and they didn't understand that they're on a whole different level of existence. And they're just munching on their hamburgers and their whatever. So Klal Yisrael don't understand the same thing. They don't understand the same thing about the Mon and the Amud Ha'esh, Amud Ha'onan, and all the stuff that's happening. So, and the leaders have to go because it's the same problem with the leaders. We need brand new leaders. Okay. So, then, got another problem about the Mon. It didn't taste, there were five things it didn't taste like. Why didn't it taste like that? Well, your tam or katam or shara shom, it's a pichas bedvash. What else do they want? Kishuim, avatichim, chotzir, betzolim, shumim, they want garlic, they want onions, they want watermelon. They're making a, Hagar's going giving them one, and they say, we want watermelon. You're crazy. Do you understand what's happening here? It just went right by you. Okay. And it's a story, and the Torah goes into the details of the story. You know, they want everything. But guess what? In this world, you don't get everything. No such thing. You want everything, you get nothing. They had the money. They had whatever they need to eat. They had everything. It tasted beautifully. It tasted wonderful. No, we want a real steak. It doesn't taste like, we like garlic. We like onions. We like watermelon. We're not getting it. Because there's a reason. Moshe Rabbeinu explained, we want watermelon. The biggest Yetzer Hara in this world, and unfortunately, is among our tzibur. Yetzer Hara called Hefker. No limitations. People love Hefker. No limitations. The moment the limitation, there's complaints. But you need limitations. The story here, sometimes I talk to Bachar about yeshivas. We're living in an unbelievable door. A door that, because you're so used to what the world around you is, you don't realize what a unique period of Jewish history you're living in. You're living in a period of Jewish history where Limud Torah is available to everyone on a broad basis, without limitations. 100 years ago, it wasn't that. 100 years ago, there were yeshivas. You didn't have large people. And if you were in yeshiva, what'd you get? You got some bread, butter, probably not, a little this, a little that, barely enough to eat. The fact that we can sit in the world with the opportunity to connect our HaKadosh Baruch Hu through learning His Torah on a daily way in absolute ease and comfort and luxury. You have to appreciate what that's about. Previous generations didn't have that. Wasn't there. And even the people who learned Torah was under Umbus, Pasim El Toch, and Mayim El Soratishta. And that is something that people fail to appreciate about where we are today. It's a this, it's a that, it's a this complaint, okay, whatever. Here's the story of Klal Yisrael. What's the story of Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh was trying to move them to Eretz Yisrael, set them up in the most ideal way possible. They're coming from Avodim. The second year, it's a year and a month and a half. It's less than a year since Matan Torah. And they're moving. They're getting there. And it was the most unbelievable nisim, going through an unbelievable desert. We want watermelon. We want steak. And if these stories are here in Chumash, it's for us to look at our own lives and see. When I think about the war in Gaza, I'm just overwhelmed by people who don't see the Yad Hashem of the whole thing. Every day I think about that war. There were 14 communities. 4 were totally Shomer Shabbos. They were totally untouched. Devastation of the others. There were 2 serious yeshivas that were on the target, untouched. If anyone just sees the objective reality in such a thing, but people see it, like this, we call in English cognitive dissonance, it goes right by. Stop and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us clearly what the world's about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing them clearly what the world's about. So the first murmurings come from the Erev Rav, and then it spreads among Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu turned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, guess what? It began back in Maamad Har Sinai when people didn't appreciate that high madriga they were on. And they said, okay, fine. The Maranavua, fine. Give me my hamburger, I want to eat it. Give me my steak, I want to eat it. It's a very deep, deep, deep problem. And that's when the whole spiral ended up. Well, the following week we get to Shlach the Meragva. Chayesel going back, up, 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 crash. And sometimes, when I speak to people in this world, in our world today, then don't realize that there was the Holocaust. Everything seems finished. A group of Yechidei Sgula said we're going to rebuild Torah in the world. In the United States, in the UK, in Eretz Yisrael. We're rebuilding Torah. It's 81 years since that happened. You have an empire of Torah today. Those of us who've seen it develop, oh well. Those who are inside of it don't appreciate what you're getting. So this, so that, so this, so that. Take advantage of everything you have. Klal Yisrael didn't appreciate what they have. And they ended up spending 40 years in the Midbar. You don't appreciate what you have. It's too bad. They spent 40 years in the Midbar going nowhere. And I was taking you quickly to Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to get there. You don't appreciate what you have. You don't appreciate where you're going. You don't appreciate what I'm trying to do for you. You don't deserve it. So they ended up, so a week later we read, you're never going to make it. And there's one group of people who did make it to Eretz Yisrael. Was Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi had a unique ability to keep focused. They didn't die. From Shevet Levi, they went into Eretz Yisrael. Why? In Mitzrayim, they kept focus. In the Midbar, in the Egel, they kept focus. In the time of the Meragim, they kept focus. They kept focused on the idea. Because they were the ones who took their Limud Torah very serious and says, no, they're not going to be like everybody else. Among the parshas, sometimes I think emotional geya to everything of the matz of Klal Yisrael is in today. I'm not talking about everyone in this room. I'm talking the whole matz of Klal Yisrael. I travel a lot. I meet a lot of people. And they absolutely don't appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us for the last 81 years. After the Holocaust, no one could predict how the rebuilding. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, left different people alive who were had the vision, the courage to rebuild Torah. Appreciate where you are, what you are. Klal Yisrael should appreciate where we are. It's not a small thing. The Yad Hashem is very, very clear. You just have to open your eyes. Klal Yisrael had to open their eyes. We're moving. It's a little fast. It's no big deal. It's a little fast. Too fast. Where are you going? And that is being in yeshiva. Just appreciate the unique zchus our Torah has. That bachrim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showered us with the financial resources that every bachrim can learn a few years in yeshiva before he even has to think about anything. Every bachrim has the opportunity there to become a Talmid Chacham before he has to think about anything. With no restraints. Stop and think that opportunity that our door has. It's overwhelming. And those of us who are zocher to see from where it was to where it is today, try to tell everyone, we appreciate the gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given this door in the year 2026. Don't take it for granted. It's a matnas elokim.